Want to speak to that?
Sure. I can take a crack or start it. So thank you so much for the question. And actually, I would love to follow up with you and learn more about what your methane group is doing. And happy to collaborate and see where there are opportunities to further exchange information. So in terms of the carrots and the sticks, you know, what we're seeing, and in the U.S. we do it as well. So if you're talking about the oil and gas sector, for example, we have, you know, there are different incentive programs. We've just created a big fund of resources to enable oil and gas sector, or where it's in the process of being developed, to enable the oil and gas sector to make the investments needed. So there's a carrot right there that came through the Inflation Reduction Act. We have regulations that we have under a Clean Air Act that require reporting of information so that we can get data. So this is from, you know, this is from the oil and gas sector. There's different types of, you can have tax incentives, you can have, you know, reporting requirements, and then you can, with the data that you get, put a cap on the emissions that are allowed to come from certain sectors. At least that's how it works, say, in the U.S. And we work with countries around the world to help them explore what are the different options that are out there, what are people experiencing, and what might be best for you based on your priorities, because every country has unique priorities and goals and objectives that they're trying to do as they balance this trilemma of energy, environment, and the economy. So there certainly are a range of options that are out there. I think on the methane side, when you look at methane or on the agriculture side, it is a big source. And as Richard pointed out, it's not very cost effective to try and tackle each cow's emissions. So at least for the Global Methane Initiative, we focus on those areas that are most cost effective. And so agriculture, we work on anaerobic digesters and incentives that we work with, you know, countries to develop incentives for anaerobic digester projects and to help them develop project proposals for those types of projects. But you can only go so far. We're finding actually there's a big opportunity, or at least there certainly seems to be a lot of interest, and there is opportunity from the municipal solid waste sector. And we're getting a lot of interest there from countries that want to understand better, you know, what are the policies that they can put in there in place to achieve those emissions, because there are cost-effective opportunities in that sector as well.